Good to see you this morning. You may have heard this week I've been kind of under the weather a little bit, and it's a combination of things, and trying to balance it all has been kind of crazy. Had a stomach episode, went to the doctor, and they did a sonogram, got gallbladder problems, gallstones there, and I've had a bunch of allergy drainage running down my throat. Eve told me this morning my breath smelled like I've been eating a fence post. I don't know how she would know that, but so I've pretty much been in a Benadryl stupor all week. I mean, one Benadryl a day just makes me feel like I'm drugged, well, like I am drugged. And so I've just been kind of praying, thinking. This morning, the Lord just kind of reminded me of something. It's not a long deal. It's not a what you would call a message. But Thanksgiving's coming up. Typically in America, Thanksgiving is kind of a one-day deal. And we're thankful for our food, and we're thankful for our family, and we're thankful for, you know, our job and those things, and we should be thankful for those things. I was reading this morning in 2 Corinthians, and he kind of shed a little bit different light on it. I want to just kind of give it to you. It's chapter 3 and chapter 4. Chapter 3 talks about the new covenant and how that the old covenant has faded away because of the new covenant. The new covenant consists of Christ living in us, and that in doing that, it has made us adequate for the new covenant to fulfill it and to walk it out. And he's talking about the Spirit of God coming and our eyes being enlightened to see the glory that's in Christ, about beholding Christ. And he's just listing all of these benefits that have come about as a result of the new covenant. And then in chapter 4, verse 4, he says, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is the image of God. Think about that statement. That they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. What is the glory of Christ? It's the image of God. And he says, for we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservant for Jesus' sake. Look, get this statement. For God, who said, light shall shine out of darkness at the creation, when he said, let there be light, that God has said, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Think about that. The God who said, let there be light, has shone a light in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of a Christ. He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the passing greatness of the power of will be of God and not from ourselves. Why didn't he give us whole new vessels? Because we'd take credit for that. He says, I want my glory revealed in imperfect vessels. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm sick, honestly, the last thing on my mind is the glory of God. First thing on my mind is, help! Give me some relief. And he said, even in the middle of flawed vessels, I'm wanting to reveal the glory of God. And we get hung up on the flu. We get hung up on allergies. And he goes on and he says, we're afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despairing. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always, not once a year or twice a year, always, carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. He didn't list all of his happiness, all of his good feelings. But in the middle of all of this, always caring about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. Having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Knowing that he who raised Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with him. Now here's the one I want you to see. For all things are for your New American Standard says sake, not what the King James says. One translation says, all things are for your benefit. In order that this grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound in the glory of God. All of these things, the new covenant, the death of Christ, the affliction, the faith, all of it is there for your benefit, that you might come, that we might come to give thanks, that thanksgiving of thanks may abound to the glory of God. I wonder if in getting caught up in thanksgiving and the things, we forget this awesome work of God that we have to give thanks for every single day. Every day is thanksgiving for the work of God in our life. Even when there's affliction, even when there's persecution, even when there's sickness, even when there's death, all of that weakness is there to manifest the strength of the glory of God and all that he's done for us. But my challenge to you this week is make it at least a week of thanksgiving. Thanking him every day, every chance it comes to your mind for something he's done in our life, something he's done in our heart, for coming to earth. We couldn't go to him. He came to us. We couldn't find him. He revealed himself. We searched for him. He sought us out. We couldn't give ourselves to him till he gave himself for us. Look at what we have to give thanks for. Amen? Let's start this morning and just make this a time of giving thanks to him. If something in all that God has done stands out with you this morning, share it with the body. I give thanks for this, Father. I give thanks that you let me go through that painful time. And I want your glory to be manifested in it above everything else. Father, you said it was in our weakness that you were made strong. How self-reliant we can become and forget anything we have, it's because of the goodness of God. Anything we have is because of the grace that you've extended to us. I thank you that your mercy and your grace follow us all the days of our life. Let us recognize it. And today, quicken our hearts to what it is you have done that we can choose to give thanks for, to be thankful for, that your glory might be manifested in our weakness. We bless you for this day. And Holy Spirit, we release you to be yourself this morning and to let us see the light that shines in the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus as you reveal yourself in your body this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.